Welcome to this session. We are talking today about open source collaboration tools for Alfresco, how to improve the online editing experience by using the Alfresco as document repository and some other known open source services for the collaborative editing online. My name is Angel Borroy. I'm developer evangelist in Highland. That is the company that is producing Alfresco today. And I hope you enjoy this session. Let's move with the agenda for today. On the first part, we are going to review what Alfresco does. So the main features as Alfresco as CSP, and we are going also over this topic later. And the second part will be focused on the default applications provided by Alfresco and the integration API, so you can understand what the integrations we are going to explore later are adding to the product. And after that, we are going to focus on the online editing collaboration tools that we are testing today, mainly LibreOffice, Collabora Online, and OnlyOffice. So we are going to see some live demos on how to integrate this with Alfresco and how to use that with the Alfresco applications. And finally, some recap, some thoughts about the future and about these integrations we are going to explore. So let's move to the first topic, Alfresco as CSP. So the content service platform is a term that was coined by Gartner back in 2014. And mainly what that means is that it's a set of services, APIs and repositories that are working with content types, that are working with documents, and that are helping to classify and to manage all these documents. On the last year, this topic was named as ECM, Enterprise Content Management, but in these days, this term, this content service platform, is the most used in order to classify this kind of platforms like Alfresco. Remember also that Alfresco is an open source product. The main license is LGPL version 3, so you may copy, distribute, and modify the software, and you need to provide also source code if you are extending the Alfresco. As it happens in the modules, in the add-ons we are going to see later. We are open to the community, so you have all the source code available in the Alfresco GitHub account. We have also a Maven repository, because mainly this is developed with Java, so you have this also this open Maven repository. You can get in touch with the community in the Alfresco Hub, hub.alfresco.com. And there is also the official documentation available that you can also contribute to improve that. And we have also some chatting channels like the Alfresco Discord channel. So we are open to you. Yes, reach us if you have some thought of if you want just to improve the experience with the Alfresco open source product. So let's start reviewing what are the features provided by Alfresco and by mainly all the other content service platform. So this is like a classical flow of document management inside a content service platform. So you start with the ingestion of the document. So you need to put the documents on the repository. And in this step, you can apply some OCR transformation and classification operations. And once we have the document inside the repository, then we need to classify that by using content models describing the properties, the metadata associated to a document. We need also, we are providing also the searching by using this metadata, these properties, these values, and also the content of the documents. We can also transform the documents, yes, changing the MIME type or for some enrichment of the metadata or the content. And we can also provide some automation, some workflow for the rules in order to work with the document, to transform the document or to move the document between different users. And finally, it's the collaboration, it's the review, the co-authoring, the online editing, and so on process that happens between the users on the same document. And for that, we have like a simple integration with Office and Google Docs that we are going to see later. So let's move on the ingestion process. So the ingestion process mainly is just getting a document that can be rotated, that can be grained, and we can apply some processes like OCR or transformation in order to get something more clear, in order to get the test of the document and the right quality, so we can classify the document. In this case, we are extracting the metadata, the type of the contract, the name, the taker, provider address, some metadata, and also the content of the document. And with that, we have the document inside the Alfresco repository. If we move to the content model, so the content model is something that is used in order to describe every document, in order to classify the document with different metadata. So in this case, we are using a type that can be a list of string,